Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Repent or Perish, Already in Progress.
We're supposed to obey who? We're supposed to obey God. Our younger children are supposed to obey us, the parents. The Lord says, children, obey your parents in all things so it may go well with you. And do you love being well?
Yes.
I love being well. Don't you, Franz?
Yes.
Hey, I love being well. And that you may have a long life. Now, you know, I look at these boys over here, when you're young, 15, 18, 21, 25, whatever, when you're young like these young boys over here, you know, a long life don't mean much to you because you're healthy and you can do anything. But if they're lucky, they're going to get old like you and me, right, Rod? If they're lucky. If they obey God and do what he says, they'll get to live a long, healthy life, right? So anyway, we prayed for the boy. He repented of all of his sins. I prayed for the boy and I told him, I said, I guarantee you're healed. Guarantee it. So anyway, they left and they said, well, we're going to spend the night in town and then go home tomorrow afternoon at 6 o'clock. I told them, I said, any time you don't know what to do in the course of a day, take Jeremiah 33:3 and ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do today? I said, Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. Well, the next afternoon, we were all just sitting around here resting yesterday afternoon, and this car pulls up out there, and it's this mother and this son. And I said, oh, y'all are coming back? I thought you were leaving this afternoon. She said, we are at 4 o'clock. We have to be down there at 4 o'clock, but we have time. And so said, I woke up this morning, and I quoted Jeremiah 33:3, and I said, Lord, what should we do today? And said, he spoke to me clear, said, go back to see Pastor Thurman. So she said, I don't know what you have for us, but let's just sit down here and see what you've got. So we had another two-hour healing school. It's amazing. And in the process of that, her husband, all of a sudden, we're talking about praying for people. Who would ever believe that we could pray about everything? Tony, can we pray about everything? And you know that works now, don't you? You see, Tony, whatever he hurt his arm or shoulder or whatever it was that time, up until that time, if he got hurt anyway, he would always go to the doctor. But now he's been hearing the word being taught. So he decides to stand on God's word. And you did, and the Lord healed your arm without a doctor, didn't he, Tony?
That's right.
Isn't that amazing? What can God do?
Anything
you can believe him for. Now then, if you pray and you don't believe, it don't work. You got to pray and believe. But anyway, as we're praying about different things, sitting out in the swing yesterday, this mother, she got a revelation. She jumped up and she says, Pastor, that scripture you just quoted, Matthew 18:19, it said if two of us on earth agree about anything, is that what it says?
Yes.
She said, my husband has diabetes. Now he's the pastor of a church, but he has diabetes. She said, could we take that scripture and me and you agree for my husband that he would get well? Now, do you think that's possible?
Oh, yeah.
Now you see why God sent her back out here.
Right.
So we stood there and prayed over her husband, remitted his sins and all that stuff. And she says, you know, there's something really unique about this whole trip. I said, what's that? She said, this morning when we got up at the hotel, I just kind of mentioned, son, would you like to do a little Bible study with mom this morning? He said, yes, mother, let's do it. He said, up until now, he's not been like that. I don't want to do that. Y'all do that. But all of a sudden, and of course, when she said that, I said, son, you have really learned some good things this trip, have you not? He said, sir, I have absolutely learned some wonderful things. And I said, are you going to be a better boy from now on? He said, yes, sir. I said, so when your mom and dad ask you to do something, you're going to do it. You're going to go to church and you're going to do everything God says in that word. Are you not? He said, I guarantee I'm going to. Now then, does God know how to get your attention? Ooh, he can get your attention. Well, let's look at that. Let's go into the scripture. And I want to start today in Luke. Let's go to Luke and let's go to the King James Bible. Let's go to Luke 13 and let's look verse 1, Luke 13, 1, and let's look at there. They were present at that season. I told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifice. That doesn't sound too bad, but there's obviously something wrong with what they're doing. Verse 2, let's go to verse 2. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? Now, you know, stop and think about what we're just talking about here. Most of the time, we never read a scripture like this and think about what it's saying. Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things. In other words, they suffered something. But now then, are they a greater sinner than anybody else? Really not. You know, they're sinners. So let's go to verse 3 and let's look and see what verse 3 says. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall also likewise perish. Just meditate on that a minute. If these people done something wrong and it cost them their life, what if you do something wrong? Can it cost you your life? That's what he's trying to tell us here. He said, now these other guys over here, they're no more a sinner than you are. He said, nay, they're not greater sinners than you are. But except ye repent, ye shall, how many of us? We shall all likewise perish. So, if the Lord tells us this, if we're like this young boy that came down here that had the problem with his leg, and we find out that God said in his word that if you hold unforgiveness and bitterness against anybody, and he said, I had lots of them, that God, the Father, would send a tormenting spirit to torment me. I mean, he said, Thurman, that scripture says that tormenting spirit's going to hurt me. He said, you know, I have never, ever, ever heard anybody preach the negative side of God before in my life. This is the first time for me, he said. Well, he's only 24. I told him, when I was 24, I didn't know none of these things either. But I said, it is written, isn't it? He said, sir, it is written. And he said, the more I read this book, the more I see and the more I understand how this thing works. I said, well, at 24, you're a fortunate young man. You're learning how this thing works. I tell you no, but except you repent, you shall also likewise perish. You reckon God's trying to tell us to repent? What if we get into some kind of sin? As Dave talked about a while ago, what if we fall from grace somehow? What if we do that? Well, once we fall from grace, we fall back under the law. And now the demons, they love it because they have legal right to do whatever they want to do to you. And that's where sickness and disease and everything else comes. And they may not hit you instantly. It may take a week or a month or a year. You never know how long it's going to take for this to happen. Or it may take years. You know, I've seen people that get out, that would fall from grace, get away from God, and God would try his best to call them back for 5 or 10 years, and they never would come back. And if they didn't, they commit the sin unto death and they die. But, you know, when you say, nay, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. So if we get into any kind of bitterness or unforgiveness or sin, any kind of sin, you get into sin. I mean, just like I've told you before about the barber here a while back that I went in to have a haircut, and this lady, it was a lady barber, and she was new there. And I asked her, was she a Christian? And she said, yes, I am. I said, do you go to church? She said, yeah, over in Denton. I said, well, good. I said, if you're a Christian and you're a daughter of the King, I said, and you're going to church, I said, more than likely God doing something good in your life. I said, is God doing anything good in your life? She said, oh, yeah, I just had my second son. I said, well, praise the Lord. Was he born normal? She said, oh, yeah, he's normal. He's healthy. I said, well, praise God. I said, how long have you been married? Oh, I'm not married. I've never been married. I said, now, wait a minute. You just told me that you were a Christian. And I said, the Word of God says Christians are to have, there's no sexual immorality to be found among the children of God. I said, so, you know, if you're a Christian, I said, you're breaking God's rules. And I said, you know, technically speaking, I said, you could have the enemy come up on you or on them children at any time, and anything could happen. I mean, you could have a car wreck. You know, one of your kids could come down sick. I mean, I've seen this over and over and over. And I said, it's all because you're living in sin. And she said, well, you know, God, he's a merciful God. He will forgive me. I said, yeah. I said, he will forgive you if you ask. But I said, when you ask, then I said, the woman that was caught in adultery, when she came and repented of her sins, what did he tell her? Now, woman, I forgive you, but go and sin no more. Yeah, that's exactly what he told her. So since he never changes, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. I said, when you repent, you got to quit doing what you're doing. That means you can't go back home and go back to bed with that boy tonight. Boy, did she get mad at me. I mean, she quit cutting my hair and she walked outside. And so I sat there and waited a few minutes. She come back in and she finished cutting my hair, and I got up and went to walk out, and as I did, the owner of the place walked, a lady owns the place, she walked out behind me, and just as I got outside, she said, sir, I turned around, said, yes, ma'am. She said, every time you come in here, you offend somebody in my barbershop. She said, I would appreciate it if you would stop talking about these kind of things in my barbershop. Said, you need to do what you do in love. I said, ma'am, I love that girl in there. I don't even know her, but I love her, and I'm telling her the truth because I love her. I said, now, if I didn't love none of y'all, I said, from what's going on here and the way y'all are seeing the Bible, I said, probably everybody in this barbershop, although some of you may think you're Christians, I said, all of you are on a track to hell, every one of you. And I said, the reason I do what I do is because I do love you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Repent or Perish, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.